I was thinking on the way in, and AJ was thinking the same thing. What do the animals do when it's this cold?
Seriously, like the deer, they're like
they don't have little jackets.
They don't have like any body fat. Like I'm looking at them in the parking lot, I'm like, how the hell are you warm?
Yeah, littlest legs ever. They're yeah, like skinny.
Trapper Don,
they got a nice fur coat.
Yeah,
very
but
thick. They do have some body fat.
Really? Didn't seem it
in the winter. In the fall time, as the time change and it gets cooler, your animals. Grow more fur.
Like
they
a dog.
Up. Yeah. We go to Walmart and buy a jacket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their fur coat doubles, triples, gets all fluffy.
But do they feel
underneath.
The cold?
Yeah, they can feel it.
They
oh,
can
sure
feel
they
it.
Can.
Yeah, they weren't shivering.
Yeah.
Where do they go at night?
Yeah. Deer bed down right in the woods. I mean, you know,
yeah, but what do they
in
bed
valleys
down
and stuff, try to avoid the wind
they
and stuff.
Gather leaves and whatnot and make a nice bed. Do they have a, you know,
no, they'll lay right down.
Sleep number bed. What's your number?
And here's where the magic happens.
Deer can lay right down.
45.
Some of your
so
animals.
So will they all bed down together or individually?
Yeah,
or?
Deer warm? Herds do. Yeah.
Oh, so they
yeah.
snuggle?
Herds.
Yeah. Your raccoons and skunks, they'll go under porches, sheds.
Right.
Things like that. Maybe an old muskrat or a woodchuck burrow or something.
Yeah.
And they'll den. Skunks and raccoons will den up together.
Have like you ever found them frozen to death?
No. Never found them frozen. No.
Really?
No. Skunks and raccoons have a lot of body fat.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I got a call yesterday in North Haven, and it's kind of odd this time of year, but I know it's because of the cold. I opened a damper on the chimney, thought it was a squirrel or a bird, and it was 25-pound raccoon. So, whoa.
Chunky.
So
how
he got
hell?
Down the chimney.
He got stuck.
It's funny you say chunky. Because, you know, I had the heating issue.
Yeah.
And the guy comes in and he looks at my cat and he goes, hi, Chunky.
Oh. Because it's like a nice way of saying fat.
And the cat's like, yeah. Slash, slash, slash.
My cat would be able to live outside all night.
Oh.
All right. So you saw a raccoon that was chunky?
Yeah. He was a big one. Don't know if it was a female or male, but it was smart enough to go up the gutter, across the roof, right down the flue where they did not have a cap.
Oh, my God. That's
sitting
like
right
Mission Impossible.
Dun, I did not dun, expect dun, the raccoon.
Because it looks like it has the little mask on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
You're it's a little burglar.
Right.
But he was smart enough and said, I got to find someplace a little warmer than a hollow tree.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, he was all the way down right on the damper.
Well, their coats are very warm, you know. That's why you can't wear one with all the freezing headlights of cars, but yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fur coat. That's pretty much how they survive.
So have you ever found an animal frozen to death?
No.
Never?
Never. Never found one frozen to death that was healthy. No.
Right.
Hmm. No.
Interesting.
You know, they have their ways of survival.
Yeah.
That's why they're out there and we're in here. Because we would all freeze to death.
Yeah,
trust me.
But what do we do before houses? Right? Caves.
Caves. Fires.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
And unfortunately, a lot of people were tougher back then.
All right, then weasels, do they go into the house because they want to be warm?
The one I pulled out of a house in Southington 2 weeks ago, I would say he was more in the house looking for mice.
So mice go in because it's cold. So the food went inside, so they go inside.
Yes, he was looking for food.
So do you think with this cold snap, people will be dealing with more critters in the house now?
Like more mice or whatever? Flying squirrels. Yeah, flying
Wait,
squirrels.
Wait, what?
Flying squirrels.
Wow. Flying squirrels.
Yes, sir.
The squirrel force.
Yes. Give me one.
Yeah, flying squirrels.
Hey, Rocky!
And they always come in colonies. I just finished a job in Cheshire, 28 of them in our house.
28?
Yep.
Flying squirrels.
That's my record.
I don't think I've ever seen a flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
They have lats.
Yeah, it looks like they're wearing a wingsuit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
Like they're going to jump off a building.
Never actually seen one personally, but I've seen pictures of them.
Yeah, they actually glide. They don't fly. They glide.
Right.
From
no,
a high
I know
point
they're not
to,
flapping wings.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
yeah,
but they can glide far.
How far?
I think from what I read or saw on the internet was a football field and a half is the record. I never looked into it.
It's the record. Like they have Olympics.
Yeah.
That's a good glide.
Right. The flying squirrel Olympics.
Yeah, I saw that one time. It was like a football field and a half. Somebody recorded it or
and
something.
And then the other event is get across a busy street.
Exactly, right.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't work out. A lot of them doesn't work out.
The squirrel well, flying Olympics, squirrels are above the street. The mountain lion was in the street.
Right.
Right.
So you recently got a weasel out of a house?
Yeah, first time in 22 years in business. Yeah, it was pretty
really?
Neat.
Really? Why? First
and it
time,
was,
you think?
What's that?
Why first time?
I've pulled mice out of walls. I pulled bats out of walls, raccoons.
A kid.
This weasel was in the house looking for mice. I know he was. Could have been looking for flying squirrels.
So you get the call, something's in my wall.
Yep.
You go out.
And I had cut a hole, and I got lucky, and I pulled out a few dead mice. And I'm like, these are kind of old to be making noise. And right in the next stud over, I could hear a loud noise. And I told her, I said, we got something else right in the next stud over.
And what was her reaction?
No, she was actually really
cool. I'm
going to
go in another room, and I'm going to close the door.
No, she stayed right there. She said, go ahead.
No,
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I'm like, okay, I'm paying you.
I'm not a pussy. Right. I shoot guns, but also, if this thing's rabbit, you're going to the hospital. I'm paying you to go to the hospital. I'm not going to the hospital.
This is why you're here.
Right.
Nah, she was a trooper. She stood right there, so I cut the hole.
So do you have a gun with you, just in case?
Well,
all right, that's no comment. Yes.
There's no comment, but I'm not afraid of it. I don't need the gun, you know.
Right.
More like a fishnet.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I carry.
Then, like, if they're nuts, like, do you have a hammer just in case it's hammer time?
I did have a hammer right there, but she asked me, you know, make sure you don't hit it.
I don't want blood everywhere.
No. Yeah, right. Well, she didn't want me to kill it, so to speak. Or
really?
Yeah. And
You get the request how the thing's taken out?
Well, yeah, quite a bit.
I would like mine to go to sleep.
You know,
very
they're paying customers
quietly
so
forever.
I can respect what they, you know.
I want mine to go to a different territory, have a new, different life, new identity. Yeah.
I'd like mine to die by blow dart.
I have one of those, a blow gun. They're pretty neat.
Yeah, do you really?
Yeah.
Have you ever used it?
Oh, yeah. I bought it when I was 14 out of Field & Stream magazine.
14 years old, he's like blow darting kids in the playground.
Right, but he inhaled. No. He inhaled. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They work good, too. Back in the day when we were younger, we put a lot of rabbits on the grill from that blow gun.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I still have it. It's
How do you get a dart that's going to, it seems like, that would be illegal to get the dart that could put something down.
No, all it is a piece of wire with a bead or a cone on the end. You could buy thousands of darts. We used to make them out of spokes, put some paper in it, fill it with wax.
How do you find that so you don't cook it and eat it?
Oh, the dart, you just pull the dart right out. I mean, we were using 6-7-inch darts.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and hit the rabbit.
Yeah, you don't want to have the hiccups when you're getting ready to fire the thing.
No, definitely not. Nope. Right.
That's where tongue piercing came from.
Yeah, a few squirrels made the grill because of that blowgun.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right, so this is what, a white weasel?
Yeah, which is also known as an ermy when they turn white.
Ermy?
Ermy.
Yeah, when they turn white.
It's not
this
a very intimidating name.
Hey, ermy.
Ermy.
Ermy. Hey, I'm ermy.
Yeah, I'd rather be called a white weasel.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it sounds kind of cool.
I'd be called a weasel.
Sounds like a mob name.
They call me the white weasel.
White weasel. Hey, I guess you don't want to be called a weasel, period.
Hey, I don't white weasel. Hey, man.
All right, and this is
especially
audio.
Not in the mob.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you end up with a blow dart in your head. So this is the weasel. It's alive. Where are we in this video that we're going to play? You're opening the wall?
I opened the wall real quick. I had cut it, made the cut. And I was going to pull out the sheetrock, but this little guy decided he was going to grab the sheetrock from the inside and start pulling it. And I kind of looked at it, and I saw the white face. And at first, I thought it was a white rat, but I didn't see the front two teeth. Instead, I saw the two canine teeth. And I kind of put my welding glove over the hole, and I said, oh, I think you got a weasel or something. I wasn't sure at first, but I knew it wasn't a wrap.
That welding glove doesn't seem like enough stuff to put my, like, there's this big thing with teeth and a welding glove and then my hand.
Well, I was kind of stuck because I had cut the hole and it started pulling the sheetrock in. I've never had that, so I'm like, uh-oh.
So this is you reaching and pulling out the old white weasel.
Well, I think the audio was right when I put the fishnet over the hole and it jumped right into the net.
Oh, boy.
It weaseled right out.
Yeah, this is why I can't do this, because to me, that would be hammer time.
Hammer time.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know what you are. You're going to die, then we'll figure it out.
Right.
Kill first, ask questions later. All right, here's the audio.
Trapper Don, CT Outdoor Show.
What is this, CT Outdoor Show?
Yeah, I got a whole YouTube channel. You can go Trapper Don, CT Outdoor Show. Watch all my videos.
Really?
Phil, I'll have the geese I shot yesterday uploaded by tonight for
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Oh, my God. That's going to be like a screensaver.
It's gonna be a porn for Phil.
Yeah, I got about 100 videos. Fishing, hunting, trapping, goose hunting.
Wait,
yeah.
What is this Trapper Don, CT?
Outdoor Show.
Trapper Don, outdoor CT show. Outdoor Show.
All right. Sounds like very high-tech equipment you got there.
Well, he's actually in the wall. He's in the wall right now.
I left my GoPro at home. I actually looked at it. I was uploading videos when
you
got to
have a helmet cam when you do this stuff in case you're attacked.
I was uploading videos. The call came in. She said, get here right now. And I just, boom, I was out the door.
Imagine if he got a weasel on his neck attacking him. You'd want that footage.
Yes, you would.
All right, here's the audio.
Trapper Don, CT Outdoor Show. Cut a hole in the wall, and out comes a white weasel. That thing is cool.
He's so cool.
Anyway,
that thing is cool.
That's cool. Cool. So cool.
Yeah, cool.
That's cool.
That's like really cool.
That thing is cool.
I cut a hole in a wall and pop cool. goes the weasel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, should sing a little song.
I was white with the sheetrock. I'm really a brown weasel. Cool. It's only sheetrock, you bastard.
Cool.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah,
and
then what happens?
Is that it?
Well, cool. He came out.
He's so cool.
And, anyway, thanks for tuning in to Trapper Don CT Outdoor Show.
Wait, that was the whole show? That was the whole show? It just started.
Sure.
That was barely a commercial break.
The opening theme is longer. How long was that whole show, Phil?
12 seconds. Yeah.
That's good. I like that's the future. See, this is, you know, it seems short now.
A real mini series.
Yeah, get right
cool.
to it.
Cool.
Get in, get out, get paid. I think I had a beer to go drink or something.
Nice.
There you go.
Cool.
Trapper Don CT beer drinking.
That's the next show. Yeah.
New video. All
right. Cool.
All right. Thanks, brother. We're linked up to the all the events for the Meriden Rod and Gun Club. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Great
being. When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.